For the third straight week, the Browns fell short once again to missed opportunities and turnovers in yesterday's 32-28 loss to Jacksonville. Here's head coach Rob Chuzinski with more.
Good morning. Not satisfied with our performance yesterday. As I mentioned last night, losing is not acceptable. There's no mystery. There's not a curse. It's not a matter of bad luck. There's tangible reasons why we lost that game. We made critical mistakes and breakdowns that we can control as coaches and as players. That's the tough thing, that there's a lot of good things happening. I see good signs in the direction that this team is in the progress this team is making in a lot of ways, and the improvement there. Those things get overshadowed by the end results, and obviously that's the tough thing, especially in the last few weeks. But this is what I came here for. We have a plan. I believe in that plan, and I'll navigate us through this to the better days that lay ahead for us. I'm fully committed and undaunted in doing that. Take questions.
How is Brandon? We're told he has a concussion.
He does. He has a concussion, so he's in the NFL protocol. We sent him home today.
Do you know how, when it happened?
I don't. I don't know exactly when it happened.
How's Jason Campbell?
Jason's getting better. He's been cleared for activity, not practice, but for activity, and we'll see how he progresses in the next couple of days.
Practice on Wednesday, do you think,
We'll just, you have to, it goes by a day-to-day basis, so we'll have to see. Again, these next 24 to 48 hours will be key. We have a number of plans, contingency plans, and we'll see with, as I get more information how that plays out. But all the possibilities are open right now.
You were asked this yesterday, but in terms of the final couple minutes of the first half, you've got Brandon playing with a lot of confidence. You've got the lead. Why not take a little more of a conservative approach there?
Yeah, speaking to the last possession.
The last couple possessions. I mean, you have the ball 14-7, I think, with 2:47 to go. He throws the pick down the seam and then subsequently throws an interception on the next play and then the fumble.
Yeah, I think, you know, as you look at it, those were – not good decisions. There were tight coverage. Obviously, Brandon would like to have those back. The last drive, I felt like we threw a couple short passes and put ourselves in position at midfield. The last play there was a matter of protection. We actually had Josh Gordon open for about a 25-yard gain on the sideline that would have put us in field goal range. And the opportunity to get a field goal there would have been huge going into the half and then having the ball out the next half. I think it's a philosophical thing. Generally, you know, I want our guys, and we're going to continue to develop that type of mentality, aggressive mentality. We're going to play to win. We're going to expect good things to happen and make good things happen, as opposed to being concerned about the bad things that might happen. You know, and there's going to be times where it works out, and there's going to be times where it doesn't work out. And obviously, hindsight is 20/20.
Is healthy. I mean, would you consider benching him again anyways just because of all the turnovers?
Well, let's let these next couple of days sort themselves out, and we'll work through where everybody is at that point.
What's the deadline, though, if you don't have Jason, if you don't have Brandon? I know you just said let's see how the next few days play out, but if you don't have those guys and Alex has to go, how late can you go to decide to bring in another quarterback?
Well, we can wait. Again, we have a few days to let it sort out, and we'll have to know something, you know, by the time we get into practice time. If Alex is the guy, then we'll have him ready and have him working, and we'll have a package where he can be successful with.
Do you think that you could bring in a veteran off the street that could start the game for
you? Yeah, as I said, all the possibilities are open right now.
So we've talked to you in the past. Obviously, we don't ever had to deal with two concussed guys before, but usually by Monday night, when you and the coaches talk, when you made a quarterback decision, you made a decision by then, correct?
That's right.
In all circumstances.
That's right.
So tonight, then, do you just go in there and have different possibilities, or how does that all?
That's exactly what we're doing. We'll have different possibilities, and we'll have to see how it plays out during the course of the week, when guys can practice, or be cleared to practice or be cleared to play, and then how much practice time they would need in those situations, or it may be different for each guy.
Those interceptions, what did you see on those? Was it all of them Brandon's fault?
Well, again, there were they weren't good decisions thrown in. The coverage was tight, and as I said before, I mean, those are the things that I know Brandon would like to have back. I thought that he did play very well at times, made some good decisions and some great throws, you know, but those are the things that we need to correct and get better at.
He just threw to a spot. Were you supposed to be at that spot?
It was a timing route that he threw to a spot, and again, the coverage was too tight.
And the first one, it looked like Cameron was open early. Did he throw it a little bit late?
It wasn't. It wasn't late. It was just, again, it was just a tough throw to try to fit in there.
Is it possible that some of Brandon's performance yesterday had something to do with this concussion? I mean, do you have any idea when he may have started feeling?
I don't know, you know, when and exactly how much effect it had on him.
I mean, it's, the first thought that went through, I think, a lot of people's minds after the game was, you know, it just seemed odd, you know, that all of a sudden after a game you're reporting concussion symptoms. I mean, do you acknowledge that it seems weird? I mean, usually see a hit or a wobble or something.
Well, I've seen it happen before where guys have done that.
Joe Hayden was pretty emotional post-game yesterday. And, I mean, that loss really seemed to hurt, cut him deep, so to speak. What do you say to a player like that, you know, that's played so well but, you know, unfortunately gives up what ended up being the resulting play? And what do you say to your team to you know, get them back on board with, you know, and, you know, so they can refocus?
Well, as far as Joe goes, I mean, I've talked about it before. He cares a lot. It's important to him. I think you saw that in his reaction. And I want guys that are like that and feel that way. He's a great player. He made a mistake. It happens to everybody, and it's, the important thing is how he reacts to it. He'll learn from it. And I have all the confidence in the world in Joe.
How do you handle the frustration level? I mean, Daryl mentioned Joe and some of the other guys can sense the frustration growing with these losses. How do you handle that and get the guys to be focused for the last
Yeah, game? The frustration is natural. I have it. I feel it as well. So it's natural. What it needs, the key is that we funnel it and fuel it, use it as fuel to take us in the right direction and to get better and to step forward the next time we have the opportunity. And, you know, that's how we've approached it. Again, these guys are competitors. And I look the guys in the eye in the meetings in the locker room, and they want to win. And they'll do whatever it takes to win. And as I mentioned at the outset, there's tangible things that we can do better to win. And when we do those things, we'll give ourselves that opportunity. That's the bottom line.
Along those lines, though, a lot of people spent a lot of time talking last week about TJ's comments. And yesterday, Phil Taylor was again talking about the turnovers at the end of the game where the defense gave up an 80-yard drive. Is that something that you need to address because of something, you know, one of your high-profile players makes those kind of comments, or just is it just frustration? Where do you come down on that?
Well, no, we stressed all week long about the importance of turnovers, creating turnovers, and not turning the ball over. So that is a tangible thing that was a goal for us to do, and we weren't able to do that. They beat us in the turnover battle and the turnover ratio. So guys talking about it isn't an issue. I know that as I talk to guys, they all are focused on what they can do better, whether it's themselves as individuals or their side of the ball or their position group, whatever it is. And I think we're in a good place from that standpoint. Maybe I'm different than a lot of people, but I think the frustration, the disappointment, those things to me are signs that guys care, and I want those things. And so, again, the key is how we channel those to make you know, to go in a positive direction going forward.
Are you guys not playing as well as you did when you were 3-2?
I'd have to think back. That was a long time ago. The end result is we're not getting the end result in the wins. I think in some areas we're playing better. In some areas we're not. But at the end of the day, if we are turning the ball over and we're not able to get the turnovers and some of those things or overcome them, we're not going to have the record that we want.
Understanding what you said about the frustration and disappointment, if the defensive guys say certain things and then don't come through on a key drive like yesterday, it kind of magnifies the, you know, pointing fingers. At least it comes across a little bit that way.
Yeah, I really don't see it at all in that way, that's happening. I think, again, everybody yesterday, it was a team. It was a team loss. There were spots and places where we all had opportunities to do better, coaches included. And, you know, we'll work to do that.
The final drive, just what happened, what they did or what happened?
I mean, they got a few big plays on that final drive that were key there. And, you know, it's the point in the game where you'd love to shut them down. You know, obviously coming back and the seesaw nature of that game was huge. I mentioned it yesterday. I thought that the guys showed a lot of resiliency in that game. And, you know, for things to happen and us to bounce back, the back and forth, I give Jacksonville a lot of credit for what they did. They made those plays in that last drive. And, you know, we're a whisker away on one of them. You know, McFadden, the ball just goes over his head, just is a little too high, or we get an interception a play or two before that.
Do you sense anything about perhaps celebrating too soon because that Gordon play was so huge? I mean, celebrating before the game ended?
No, I didn't see that at all.
Chuck, going back to the end of the first half, is there a conversation going on between you and Norv, or is it just taken for granted that you guys are going to call the game that way and you're just listening, or do you discuss?
No, we discuss that, and then as well as what exactly from a play selection standpoint, what we're thinking there. And again, I mentioned that we worked a couple short passes to get ourselves in position at midfield there right before the half, and we had the play what we wanted. The protection broke down, and we had a sack fumble, but we had the guy, you know, we had Josh on the sideline there, and we're kicking a field goal the next play if it works out the way we wanted it to work out.
And then you started the second half. Was there at halftime a discussion about let's run the ball on this 32nd ranked team? Because you did come out the second half and McGahee had a bunch of carries in a row.
It was both. It was a combination of that and wanting to run the ball a little bit more and feeling like we could. And from what they did from a coverage standpoint and defensive standpoint, They gave us the opportunity to do that as well.
Time for one last question, Tom. Address Gordon's game. I mean, 500 yards almost in two games. Could you just address how he?
Yeah, I think you're seeing the product of his hard work and his commitment to what he's been doing. It's no surprise to me. I saw this a number of months ago, and those are, I think, what I spoke earlier about the team and seeing some of the signs and some of the little things and the improvements. That's what I saw in Josh months ago, and I think you're seeing the results and you're seeing the end results in the last few games. And he's improving as a player. He still has room to grow and get better as a player, and we're continuing to work with him and push him in that regard. And he's been receptive and, you know, and been in the forefront of wanting to be good. And I think you're seeing the confidence grow on his part as well as he's playing and he's seeing the things that he can do.
Mechanically, what he does to be open, because it seems like there's like a lot of times there's nobody around him when whoever's throwing him the ball.
He can run. He's got big strides. He's deceptive in how fast he is when he's running. And I think, you know, you see that, and he just looks so smooth out there. And next thing you know, he's running by somebody. But he's really improved as a route runner. I think he made some huge catches as well going over the middle. You see some of the toughness, some of those things that I think, you know, he's grown as a player in terms of. And, again, there's still a lot of room for growth, and we're going to continue to coach him hard.
Chuck, last question. Chuck,
Back to the defense. Your sacks have come and gone. They've kind of come in bunches, and then you've gone stretched without them. You've done a little bit better on third down, but the one consistent problem is it's just been in the red zone, and again yesterday. Can you address of why that you guys have had so much trouble in the red zone? And the one touchdown, the end, didn't count because it wasn't technically in the red zone.
Yeah, it's been a number of things. Yesterday we had a communication breakdown on one of the coverages. They ran the trick play, halfback pass, which, you know, is a tough one. It's a tough thing to defend. We've been working hard on that, and we've recognized that. We've been working extra during the course of the week in practice in addressing that, and it's something we have to continue to really harp on and improve on.
Does it become a mental thing at some point?
I don't think it's a mental thing. Pass rush is something we want to improve. Red zone is something we want to improve.